We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Well, yesterday was an historic day here in America and the world. A lot of you mad at me yesterday. I ruffled a few feathers, apparently. I didn't even see this one, because usually I can think, well, okay, if I'm going to say this, it's going to be a little risky, going to make some of you mad, but, you know, and then I weigh whether I want to do that. But I didn't see this coming yesterday. I made some of you mad by talking about, and we gypped in progress this UFO hearing. It's running about 50-50 on the text line. About half of you are as just blown away as I am by the truly historic thing that happened yesterday, which was our government and people high up in our government, our military, and particularly military intelligence, admitting that UFOs are real. I mean, so that is now indisputable. UFOs are real, according to our government. And making several admissions, they had not admitted before. We'll get into some of this, too, about them and how they operate and what we know about how they operate. I mean, this is just jaw-dropping stuff. And that's after 50 years of denial by our federal government. You consider, you know, as recently as 2 years ago, New York Times had gotten a hold of videos from pilots, from our military pilots, you know, that had been leaked, and New York Times had them, and our government was denying. I mean, would not confirm, is a better way to put it, that they were real. I mean, to do that turnaround is unbelievable. So this is historic. It's why I'm covering. But, you know, understandably, a lot of you are so traumatized by the last few years of the government outright lying to you, including, you know, some of the most formally respected agencies of our government, that you don't believe anything they say. And so you got mad at me. You got mad. You said, Terry, you're falling for this. This is a distraction. And it was. They absolutely scheduled this hearing, because Dems control the calendar. They absolutely scheduled this hearing for the start of the Sussman trial in the hopes that their sheeple would not notice the trial, would not pay attention to what came out of it, namely that Russia collusion was never real, didn't happen. There were many, many, many days where Russia collusion coverage dominated, because I follow newsbusters, dominated more than half the coverage on cable news stations like CNN. It was never real. It was always a lie. That came out yesterday in court, came from Hillary's campaign, totally made up. And they didn't want them to notice. So that's why they scheduled the UFO hearings. That's exactly, it was totally political. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't real. So some of you mad at me saying, no, the government's lying about this too. They're not telling the truth. For me, this was fascinating. And the reason I believe them that these things are real, we don't know what they are, but what are real, is because I've seen one. And so for me to see this confirmed, I have been scanning the skies all my life because of, seeing one that summer after my senior year. And so for me, this was really cool. It was cool for my husband. He saw one when he was training on a military base, as did many members of his unit. So for the both of us, we've seen them. We know that this was a thing that was going on. So I don't have a hard time believing it. For me, it's just confirmation of what I already knew to be true. And if you've seen one, they're absolutely awe-inspiring. There is literally nothing on our planet like them. And you are completely just enthralled by them. I mean, there's no other way to describe that feeling of seeing one. And so to have our government admit they're real, that's a big deal. It's an absolutely huge deal. And it was a big deal for my husband last night, too. So, and he's okay. So he's I asked him where he was, because I was telling a story yesterday. People were wanting to know. He had other Marines wanting to know. This was at Fort Sherman. I was in Panama. 1995, he was at Fort Sherman's Army Base. He says, but other branches train there as well as the Marines. He said, we were waiting outside for the buses to pick us up. They were on their way back to the U.S. He said, we'd been staged out there since about 9 p.m. Everything used to be hurry up and wait in the military. He said they didn't get around to, picking us up to much later. So, UNIT was sitting out there till 3 in the morning. And he said, we saw these aircraft at around 3 in the morning. He said their movement was incredible, like nothing I've ever seen. Everybody who was sitting out there with him was in absolute awe. And it wasn't something that just streaked across the sky, like, well, maybe it was a weather balloon, maybe it was a shooting star. I mean, this thing performed complex maneuvers. It was completely comfortable over Fort Sherman. It was like it owned the airspace. And it, weaved and ducked and shot up and shot across the sky, tons of miles across the sky, he said, and it was unbelievable. And that was exactly what I saw. I saw it out in the ocean over the Bahamas. I was with three friends, too. And you see something like that, and it just really begins to change in your mind, expand your view of what is possible. So I've been scanning the skies ever since I saw that. There were four of us. We were out there. We were on the beach. It was late. We were heading out the next day on a windjammer, and so we were walking along, and just messing around, and we were looking out over the water, and there were these three lights, and it was just unbelievable. They were shooting across the sky at speeds that we certainly don't have, but what they would do is they would come together, the three lights, and they'd stop just before collision and hang in the sky. I mean, again, we don't have technology like that. Then they would shoot back the other way, full on across the sky, till they were about equidistant from each other, and then they started coming in over Miami. And we saw the one that, was on the far left, and it just floated right in, no noise. We ran as hard as we could down the beach to get under it. We wanted to see what it looked like under the thing. We didn't make it. Then we turned, because the second one was coming in, we turned around, tried to run down the beach, get under it. We didn't make it. Adam, one of the guys we were with, said, let's keep running. I bet the third one's going to come in, too. Maybe if we run, we start running now, we get under it. And we did. We ran full out, and we got under it as it drifted right into Miami, completely soundless, a couple hundred feet above us. It was just an orb, and the only marking on it was a black circle under it that looked more like an absence of light than anything else. And one of the most amazing things to me, then and now, is that the casualness with which they just floated in over the city. I mean, there were no jets scrambled to stop them. They weren't met with any, military helicopters or planes or anything. They just flew right in over the city, and that was it. How can that happen? This is not a craft we've ever seen before. So for me, this admission from our government yesterday, which truly was historic, it was a long time coming and confirms what I know I've seen and I know my husband's seen. My husband is one of the most black and white, color within the lines people you're ever going to want to meet. I mean, he is not given to fantasy or superstition or doesn't even really believe in luck. So, I mean, if he says, hey, I saw this thing, you take it to the bank. And so for both of us yesterday, this was really cool to finally be able to say, maybe we could talk to other people about this too. The craft we saw, by the way, was, almost identical. It was that, it was one of the white orbs. They're egg shaped. So it's really cool that, he saw it in Panama. I saw it in Miami. We both saw the same thing. Different circumstances. So really cool. Love to hear from you if you've heard this and what it was like yesterday to finally have this confirmed for you. Now, look, I don't know who, I don't know what they are. I don't know if they're alien. I don't know if they're our governments. They're Russian, German. I don't know. But I know they're real.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.